The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, highlight of my day. How are you this afternoon?
I bet you say that to all the correspondents, but I'll take it.
No, you must take it because it's true. Rolene, a hugely serious article in the Times of Israel today alleging that Iran may pursue nuclear weapons, and that's according to its intelligence minister, no less.
Oh, well, it's not going to come as a tremendous shock to any of us who have been following Iran's actions for a number of years. You know, we can't forget the incredible caper by the Mossad, I think it was about 2 years ago, where they managed to infiltrate and bring out all the plans for the Iranian nuclear project. And it is something that we've been talking about for years, warning about for years, that their intentions of enriching uranium have nothing to do with looking for alternative sources of energy. But, you know, when they're parading their weaponry through the streets of Tehran, proudly showing off their various warheads and calling for the destruction of Israel, we take these threats very, very seriously. We have learned from our history. But what makes this headline news is that it is a very, very rare admittance from Iran's intelligence minister. And his rationale is, he says that this is because of the West. He says our nuclear program is peaceful and the fatwa by the supreme leader has forbidden nuclear weapons. But if they push Iran in that direction, then it wouldn't be Iran's fault, but those who pushed it. Now, this is quite interesting because, you know, it's not just Israel that has been warning or cautioning the Europeans, the Americans, and other world leaders about a nuclear Iran. We also have to look at our friends and allies, which is, I tell you, it makes me feel so good to say those words, our friends and allies in the region, our Gulf state allies. And, you know, you can see Iran's intentions with regards to Israel over the last couple of years with this further encroachment that they are trying into Israeli territory through Syria using their proxies, Hamas and Hezbollah, you know, showing the long tentacles of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard by committing acts of terror against Jewish installations around the world. But I don't know if they want to try and provoke us into a nuclear arms race, or if it's saber rattling, or if they are trying to do some maneuvering before the Biden administration decides whether or not they want to re-enter the nuclear deal. Certainly saying that they're going to consider nuclear weapons is not going to help their case in getting the Americans to re-enter the deal and to lift the sanctions. But, yeah, we now have it from the proverbial horse's mouth.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, we will no doubt watch that one closely. Interesting today, the U.S. Secretary of State had quite a lot to say about quite a lot of issues, Rolene.
Well, he has been quite vocal the last couple of days, the new Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, speaking on a variety of different topics. Yesterday it was announced, or he announced via Twitter, that America would be re-entering the UN Human Rights Council or Commission. Now, we know the previous administration famously ended their association or pulled their membership from the UNHRC. And Blinken, while saying, you know, that he believes that this body should be focusing on gross human rights violations. And he said, and it's on the record, he says that they need to be called out continuously for their use of disproportionate, that was his word, and quite an intentional word, focus on the state of Israel. But the Biden administration, his Department of State, they believe that they can effect more change by being an active member of the commission. So I think, and I've said this a few times now with the change of administration, I think we have to be very, very careful not to jump to conclusions or to panic. I think that we cannot confuse a change in approach to a change in policy. I think that's very important.
I hear you, and I think that's absolutely valid. Are you not a little bit concerned that he hasn't picked up the phone to Bibi and it's how many weeks later now?
No, I'm actually not concerned. I know that there are many that are getting very, very concerned. Why hasn't Biden mm-hmm. called Bibi? Exactly. You know, this is not acceptable. The reality is he hasn't called many countries around the world, not just Israel. I think we also mustn't be so presumptuous to make sure that, you know, we're the top of the list. I think there are other conflicts right now that are needing attention. We only have to look at Myanmar, what's happening there. We have to look at the situation with Brexit, what this means for that historic alliance between the UK and America. I think that we can safely say that our relationship with America is pretty strong. And, you know, do we really need a phone call to make us feel secure? Maybe some people do. I'm of the opinion that we're sitting pretty.
Interesting. Interesting take.
We're sitting pretty secure, and that we mustn't panic all the time, people. I know we're Jewish, but come on, guys.
Well, talking about that ICC judgment that we spoke about yesterday in some depth, Haaretz leading with a story today saying the Israeli authorities talking to hundreds of senior officials, warning them of the implications of such a move, i.e. arrest in foreign territories.
Well, this is a concern. This is a concern that should officials, military officials, travel around the world, they could be subject to arrest. This is very much a political issue and not necessarily an issue of human rights, because if it was, the ICC would be focusing its attentions elsewhere in the world. And also, you know, we had a conversation between Secretary of State Blinken and our Foreign Minister, Gabi Ashkenazi, Blinken reiterating America's support for Israel in the saying that the ICC certainly doesn't have jurisdiction over Israel, but it also could impact on America and American military officials traveling around the world. They could also be subject to this if the ICC move forward with this. And, you know, as we discussed yesterday, this was a body that was formed to safeguard human rights, to protect against genocides. And when we're sitting with a situation in China with the Uyghur Muslims, another situation in Myanmar, it is quite profoundly hypocritical of the ICC to focus its attention on Israel, who's not a signatory to the Rome Statute, and to the Palestinians, who don't have a formal state of their own. And I just, you know, remind listeners that international law is not one governing body that has jurisdiction over everybody, and and countries are bound to that. It's rather a system of treaties and agreements between countries that establishes legal precedent there. But we do have the support of the Americans there. And also, and we have to discuss a very controversial comment from Blinken, I think it was on CNN last night, with regards to the Golan Heights, saying that, you know, it's an imperative that Israel retains the territory for strategic and security points of view. But he did not use the big S word, and that is sovereignty. And the Prime Minister's office hitting back earlier today with a very, very succinct and terse statement saying the Golan is forever Israeli territory. So who knows? Maybe that's why Biden hasn't picked up the phone. Maybe too many terse statements. Who knows? But I'm not panicked about it.
You're generating some interesting response on our SMS line this afternoon, Ro. Jenny saying other countries aren't America's sole allies in the Middle East. Biden should have called long ago. And someone else saying it's quite obvious that, in fact, it is serious, no matter how you are trying to spin it. Seems to be a lot of pushback over this lack of phone call.
First of all, I think we need to understand that we're not the sole ally in the Middle East. I think we're confusing that with some people saying sole democracy in the Middle East. We're not the sole ally of the Americans in the Middle East. They do have very, very strong relations with other countries in this region, including our new allies, the Gulf states. But hey, people are entitled to disagree with me. It is a democracy. I don't panic. I just think that there are other areas, other parts of the world where there are ongoing conflicts that are in need of a phone call. Biden hasn't phoned many countries that are historical allies. And I think that we also have to look at the change of administration. You know, we've come from a previous administration that firmly put Israel at the top of the line, maybe at the expense of its other relationships diplomatically with other countries. And, you know, this is perhaps his idea of course correcting, making sure that other countries know that they are just as important as the state of Israel. But hey, you want to push back, you're more than welcome.
No, it's fantastic. I'm certainly enjoying the discussion. That is for sure. Rolene Marks, we had three items, a measly three items to get through today. We got through one. Yeah, you'll be back tomorrow and no doubt the same thing will happen again.
See you tomorrow.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.